This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Patrick Ryan Powell versus State of Missouri, decided May 6, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Patrick Ryan Powell, the appellant, V.W.D.86734, State of Missouri, filed May 6, 2025, respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County. The Honorable Jalila Otto, Judge before Special Division, Anthony Rex Gabbert, C.J., Alok Ahuja, J., and Karen L. Krauser, Speech J. Following a jury trial in the Circuit Court of Jackson County, Patrick Powell was convicted of first-degree murder and armed criminal action. After we affirmed Powell's convictions on direct appeal, he filed a motion for post-conviction relief under Supreme Court Rule 2915. Powell's amended motion argued that his trial counsel was ineffective for failing to object to the foundation and relevance of photographs of a gun discovered on the victim's phone, for failing to object to the foundation for certain surveillance video, and for failing to introduce evidence that a key state witness knew Powell's name before the crime. Powell also contended that he was entitled to a new trial because the state had violated Giglio v. United States, 405 U.S. 150, 1970, by failing to disclose two information he could have used to impeach the credibility of the lead detective on the case. The circuit court denied relief following an evidentiary hearing. Powell appeals. We affirm. Factual background. We view the evidence in the light most favorable to the jury's verdict. See, e.g., McFadden v. State 619, SW3D 434, 444, and N1, Mo 2020, Jolly v. State 678 SW3D 700, 702 and 3, MOAP WD 2023, quoting Martin v. State 655 SW3D 195, 197 N2, MOAP WD 2022. On November 11, 2017, victim was shot and killed in the upstairs apartment of a duplex where he lived with his girlfriend in Midtown, Kansas City. One on or about November 4, 2017, Powell's girlfriend, Friend, came by the victim and girlfriend's house to drop off a gun for safekeeping. A few days later, Friend returned to retrieve the gun, but victim had taken it. Victim told his girlfriend to tell Friend that girlfriend could not find the gun. Friend came back to retrieve the gun in the late afternoon on November 11th. Prior to coming to the duplex, Friend exchanged text messages with victim about the gun. At 1:45 p.m., victim texted Friend, "Okay, so what's up with the gun thing? Is that why you came out here the other night?" Friend responded, "Yeah, I had her stash it for me, and when I came back, it had disappeared." Victim texted, "Okay, I will get it for you and make sure you get it back." He later texted, "Okay, I got the firecracker." At about 4:54 p.m., Friend texted that she was on her way. At 5:33:1, pursuant to paragraph 509.520.15, RSMO, we do not provide the names of any non-party witnesses in this opinion. 3 p.m., Friend texted victim, asking him to unlock his door for her. Victim responded 2 minutes later to confirm that the door was unlocked. After the shooting, police obtained surveillance footage from a home directly to the north of victim's and from a McDonald's restaurant near victim's home. Footage from the neighbor's camera showed a silver BMW sedan arrive at victim's duplex at approximately 5:39 p.m. on November 11th. Girlfriend testified that the sedan was the car she had seen Friend driving. Girlfriend testified that she let Friend in the apartment and directed Friend to where the gun was located in a bedroom, although girlfriend did not actually see Friend in possession of the gun. As reflected in the neighbor's surveillance video, Friend left in the silver BMW at approximately 5:47 p.m. The car turned south towards the nearby McDonald's. Girlfriend testified that she and the victim smoked methamphetamine in between Friend's visit and when victim was shot. Around 5:48 p.m., Friend's BMW appeared on the McDonald's surveillance footage, pulling into the drive-through lane. The McDonald's footage showed Friend and a passenger in the car. The car left the McDonald's parking lot at 5:59 p.m. At approximately 6:11 p.m., neighbor's camera captured a hooded man walking up the driveway toward victim's residence. Girlfriend testified that she heard a knock at the back door of their apartment and went to check the door with victim. As girlfriend opened the door, a gunman pushed the door open and fired 2 shots. Girlfriend testified that the gunman said, "Do you remember me, bitch?" The gunman fired 3 more shots and hit victim. Girlfriend recalled 4 that either the victim or the shooter himself identified the gunman as Patrick. Girlfriend described the shooter as a white man, around 6 feet tall, heavy set, with shoulder-length brown hair and a beard. the shooter immediately fled. At approximately 6:13 p.m., neighbors' surveillance video showed a man in a hooded jacket running down the driveway from victim's house and turn in the